It starts with one thing. I don't
know why. It doesn't even welcome to Pewter Report readers try. And listeners to another edition of the Pewter Nation podcast. I am Marco Cooko.
Hello.
No, Cooko. Mark with a K, not with a C. And the cook does not have an E on it. I just want to clarify that because every time I call and somebody says, could I get your name? And I tell them Mark, they always say, is that with a K or a C? I'm like, it's not 1983. No one spells Mark with a C anymore. And cook, it's not, I don't know, 1700s in England. No one has an E on the end of cook. Jack Kent Cook was the last one that had an E on. When he died, it ended. So there's no other. So if you ever ask how to spell my name, please don't add an E on the end of it. Don't even ask me because I will headbutt you. So, I'm in that kind of mood already, Scott.
So Twitter world, you know what to do.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I just set
you know what
up.
To do, Twitter.
Oh, Lord.
Go for it. Add the E.
Let's rewind this podcast. Welcome, Pewter Report readers and listeners. And, of course, the that was Scott Reynolds. You haven't heard him in a while because he's been playing hooky.
Well, yeah.
When's the last time you did a podcast?
It's 94? No, it was, after the Redskins loss.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That seems it was 1994.
Back in 2000 and...
The playoff loss, right? Is that what you're talking about?
The collapse of the Capitol.
Oh, that
Lovie
one.
Lovie Smith debacle.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, podcasts weren't even invented during that game, Trevor.
They were, but nobody cared.
No, I don't even think they were invented yet.
What year was it?
2006?
Yeah, they were invented.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Somebody Google that.
2006.
Was there a podcast in 2006? Was there even an internet in
2006? Oh, you mean like the Redskins playoff loss?
Yeah.
That was 2005.
Yeah.
Okay, five.
Yeah. I was using LimeWire back in 2006.
Yeah, Al Gore hadn't invented the podcast yet.
Yes.
Al Gore.
He was too worried about proving climate change. The other voice you hear is the soon-to-be-back-again man bun, Trevor Sycamore.
It's growing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And the other voice you don't hear over in the corner is Mr. Andy Scavelli. Say hello,
Andrew.
He's doing a little film work for
Probably
us. Andrew has done a tremendous job at Pewter Report since joining us with all of our video content. And a special shout-out to the lady who made it all possible, Mrs. Kathy Scavelli.
Shout-out.
That's right. Shout
because
out.
Without her, and we don't care about Andy's dad, because Andy's dad could be anybody. But Kathy, without Kathy, there would be no Andy.
you made yourself laugh with that one.
Biologically true.
I just started dawning on me that, you know, I know Andy's dad, but it could be anybody, really.
You're just saying that his dad is just a sperm donor?
Well, I mean, he claims to be his father, but do we really know for a fact? Has anybody done a DNA?
I mean, I personally haven't seen the paperwork.
I haven't either.
Personally, I haven't.
Someone needs to call Maury Povich.
Well, I was going to say, until it's on the Maury show.
Just saying. Yeah.
Just and Mr. Scavelli, you claim to be Andy's father. The lie detector proved that is false. All of a sudden, Kathy goes running off the stage. Andy's dad's crying.
He's throwing chairs.
Yeah, that's true. He's throwing chairs.
Throw chairs.
They run backstage with the cameras.
Got to get the ratings up.
All right. Well, we appreciate everybody listening to this week's edition of the Pewter Podcast. We'll be back next week following the loss to the 49ers.
Yeah.
Am I predicting the future, fellas?
They're losing to the 49ers, right?
They are. Yeah,
they've got.
No, they're winning.
Listen, Mark Duffner. It's a Wednesday that we're recording this podcast.
Mark
Duffner comes up on Wednesdays. Yeah, it was
Mark Duffner impression.
Very piratey. No, he's less piratey now that he's.
I know he's like Mr. Polished.
I liked him
like
much
it.
Better as the linebackers coach
when he was a pirate.
Listen, I'm not exaggerating, and I don't remember exactly where it was when I did walk up to him one time and said, "Hey, Coach Duffner."
He'll growl.
He literally just growled, made that sound. How you doing? The
cameras tame him. I think is what it is.
Weird.
Yeah.
What he was describing. With the 49ers' weapons and how their QB operates is the same damn thing that the Giants did. Yeah. He literally just described the Giants.
Yeah.
Well, he
described
it.
what makes Saquon Barkley difficult and Matt Breida.
Yep.
And he talked about what makes George Kittle a mismatch option, like Evan Ingram was.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I get that they don't have Odell Beckham Jr., but
thankfully.
I mean, the Giants don't use Odell Beckham Jr., so it's not like it actually mattered.
Right.
They have this. It's the same recipe as the Giants. They're going to lose again.
Yeah.
They're going to lose.
Yeah, I think
the only
saving grace is the Buccaneer defense does play much better at home for whatever reason.
But this is a Buccaneer defense that's going to be different than even the last time they played here because of the injuries, you know.
Yes.
Levante David going to play this week. We know Kendall Beckwith's not back.
Yeah.
Well, you got Riley Bullough starting at middle linebacker. I mean, is a
– Devontae Bond in coverage.
Devontae, yeah.
Kevin Minter play some linebacker.
What, safety?
No, just linebacker.
He weighs like 215.
I don't care. Put him at linebacker. He's made more tackles on special teams.
Yeah.
The last game than Riley Bulla made at middle linebacker playing the whole
You
game.
Know, easy. Now, Riley was our guest for this
I
week's
like
edition
Riley.
Of
I'm just
What's Cooking
production,
which will be coming up later. Produced by Andy Scavelli.
Hey, Andy.
Kathy's son.
There
Kathy's
is.
Son. We don't know about Mr. What's your dad's name, Andrew, or your alleged father?
It's Mr. Scavelli.
Andy Sr. Yeah. Well, yeah, allegedly, Scavelli. That's his father. But we know
He's
Kathy's
just making
the mom.
Stuff up now.
You know, Andy could be adopted. Maybe Kathy's not even his mother.
We're
going to have to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
As reporters, we're inquisitive. I have to know now.
We're running out of buck stories, so I guess we've got to get investigated somewhere.
Yeah. We just did a podcast like 4 hours ago, it seems like, Trevor.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Is this the last best chance the Bucks have to win a game this year?
No,
though?
Last week was. They don't have any chance this week or any week for the rest of the season.
I'm agreeing with you. Matter of fact, in the 2-point conversion, I said that the Bucks won't win another game this year.
No, you know what? They are. In fact, they're going to win two.
Just to screw up the
draft
order.
They're
going to
win two more
because
this team can't get out of their own way,
right.
Whether it's making the playoffs
or having a good draft.
Not making the playoffs.
Right.
This team can't get out of their own way. Yeah. They're going to win two more games. I 100% think that's going to happen.
Now, we all know for a
you
fact.
You want to bet on that?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yeah, who is the guard from Notre Dame?
Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson. Yeah, I'm having a senior moment, sorry. Quentin Nelson was going to be the pick. If the Buccaneers had a chance to get him.
Yeah.
But he didn't, so it was Vita Vea.
Yeah.
Guess who the second pick was going to be? We saw him play running back last week.
Derwin James.
He probably would be a decent running back. Saquon.
Saquon Barkley, yeah.
They love Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Jason loved Saquon Barkley. And everybody's like, I don't know, man, you'll pick a running back. This guy is a...
Didn't we say their board was Saquon 1 or... What did I say?
I did
like a Buccaneers big board, and I think I said Quentin was one.
Quentin was one.
Saquon was two.
Correct. But my point is, to your point, is that they're going to win a game or two down the stretch, screw it up, and then be in position to take the other guy.
Yeah.
That's not going to be as good as Saquon Barkley or
Probably
Quentin Nelson.
Gator defensive lineman.
You leave Jakai Polite out of this. All right.
No. Speaking of which, can we just settle this right now? Who's going to win on Saturday? Florida State.
Boom, 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 boom.
How many years
boom,
in a row?
It will be six.
It will be six.
It will
years
be seven out of
Trevor,
the last eight.
It would be six, but it's not going to be six.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Who's quarterbacking for the Gators this week?
Someone better than whoever's quarterbacking
for Florida State. Who's quarterbacking for the Gators this week?
Felipe Franks.
So you're saying we have a chance?
You do have.
We have a chance. As long as that guy's back there.
He
also has a chance to throw for 400 yards and seven touchdowns too.
The thing that gives me the most hope is that your offensive line's absolute ass.
Yeah. Well.
So.
And it has been for several years.
That's the thing.
It's crazy, right? Like LSU can't recruit a quarterback.
Right.
Right. They have all these wide receivers
and running backs
through there, and running backs. They can't recruit a quarterback. And the same thing with the Seminoles. They can't recruit offensive linemen.
Well, Jimbo didn't think he needed to. He's one of those guys that believes you can get by with, the bottom of the barrel, and we got
so
a good coach him up.
That's a great segue.
There's a segue.
Yeah.
Because this offensive line's bad.
Set you guys up.
It is.
Guess what? You're never going to be able to guess which team gave up the most quarterback pressures between Week 7 and Week 11. You guys will never be able to guess it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know
the Rams.
Wow, you're right.
Yes.
It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You're good.
Right, yes. See, I pay attention to these things. I watch
the games. But they only gave up one sack.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They gave up one sack last week. And
oh,
so
my God,
to the casual observer, you might look and say, oh, they might be playing well. But they're really not.
No.
They're bad.
And
except for Ali Marpet. Ali Marpet's been very good.
It's not Ali Marpet's best year.
Do you remember Ryan Fitzpatrick's touchdown run?
Who's the better left guard right now?
On this team?
Not Cam Irving.
Oh,
in the
NFL?
Yeah.
Ali Marpet's had a good year.
He's had a good year.
It's not Ali Marpet's best year. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, because he's playing his third position in 3 years.
Right.
If you stick him at left guard, I guarantee he's going to be better next year
than
he will be this year.
Well, they'll probably put him at tackle next year.
But it doesn't matter.
Trevor, it doesn't matter.
Because he's one out of five.
Right.
You can have two studs out of five, and you're still having a crap offensive line.
Right.
This team can't find another guard opposite Ali Marpet. And if you remember the supposed quarterback draw by Ryan Fitzpatrick, supposed to be up the middle, there's no hole. for him to run to. And again, where was he trying to run? The A gap between Caleb Benenach and Ryan Jensen.
If
oh,
if that
the QB sneak.
Yes, the QB sneak.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
that
no,
was
no, not the QB sneak, the quarterback draw down there right. by the goal line
oh.
on fourth down.
If
no,
that
there was a QB sneak, wasn't it?
There was two. There was a QB
yes.
sneak, and
the
then they tried
QB
the draw
sneak.
Later on with Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Oh,
and
I can't think of that one for
yeah.
some reason.
Well, here's the deal. If that was Dirk's call for both of those to go to Benenach, that's a fireable offense right now. If that is Ryan Fitzpatrick's call,
somebody
yes.
told me
he did not go to Harvard.
Somebody said, agreed. Somebody. I think I said this in the press box. I was like, why would they go to Benenach's side? And somebody said that normally, well, I guess it just depends how it's set up, but like normally QB sneaks
that's
are.
That's usually the hole.
Like the quarterback, it's his choice.
It is
which
his
way
choice.
He wants
yes.
to go.
And a lot of them
so,
do, maybe because the right hand of the ball.
Right,
comes
yeah,
out
the
right
handed, which yeah. makes a lot of sense. I get it, but like. All pro guard on your left.
Yes. Ali Marpet.
Non-starter on your right.
Right.
It's not rocket science.
Exactly.
It's really not.
I'm
he
going against the
Harvard.
Grain of my body and going to the left. I'm finding 74 and going behind him. But the thing is on that quarterback draw play, there was no hole. And if it wasn't for Peyton Barber, like literally like throwing a shield block, if you will,
yeah.
that play wouldn't have worked.
Right.
You can't go by one sack and say that this offensive line, and Dirk's been saying it all year, oh, yeah, I think our pass protection's been great. Are you kidding me? Your quarterbacks are going to run for their lives.
In an offense,
most quarterback pressures in the NFL
where most
the last
of your
weeks,
where most of your
says it's good,
pass plays are designed to be 15, 20 yards down the field.
Yeah,
you've got to have very good protection.
Yeah,
it's amazing that they've racked up some of these numbers that they have with this pass protection based on the type of offense with all these vertical routes that they run.
Yeah, but it doesn't work,
and they've missed some
it doesn't
shots.
Work.
Oh, it works. They pile up the yards, and in some weeks they pile up the points. But it doesn't matter because they're turning the ball over. That's the thing.
And when it gets down in the red zone, they've just struggled. I mean, and that was something that they were very good at early on this year, and they've just been atrocious really recently in the last few games.
You know, one thing, just a little bit of an aside in sticking with last week's game, I mean, props to Ryan Jensen for calling out Mike Evans for robbing him of the touchdown.
Yeah.
You know?
That was
I mean,
funny.
I like to see the offensive linemen stick up for themselves a little bit. You know, we give them – we give them, you know, some grief.
Who would win in a fist fight between? Okay, let's. I think
Jensen.
That's pretty odd. No, no. Yeah. Mike wins on points if it's literally a boxing match.
Oh, it's
if
a boxing
it's a
match,
wrestling
yeah.
match. Then yeah, Jensen gets
yeah,
him.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. What do you think, Trevor?
Yeah, if it's a boxing match, Evans wins.
Yeah.
But Trevor, during your halftime
reach.
Deal, you asked
too much.
Somebody asked
and
you.
I think there was a reach that got him the touchdown
yeah,
over Ryan Jensen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You asked somebody asked you during halftime last week who would win in a battle royale versus the media members, and thank you for giving me the Pat Donovan kind of might win it, but then you kind of put me in as a wild card.
Yeah, no, you cheat.
Well, I mean it's a melee. I mean,
that's
why,
what I'm saying.
What?
You would be one of the guys.
My dad
like,
told
hey,
me a long time.
Yeah,
my dad told me a long time ago. He says, "Son, you get in a fight at school. There ain't three referees scoring the son of a gun." You fight to win. You ain't getting any style points.
See,
that's
and
right.
this is why it was Matt. It was actually Matt who asked that
oh,
question.
Okay.
And he said, who would win? I don't know if you saw this, Scott, but it was like, who would win?
I don't listen to podcasts that I'm not on.
No, it was at halftime of the game when I was doing my little Q&A thing.
Okay.
And it was who would win in a Royal Rumble style
between
amongst
the Bucks
media
members.
Okay. And I wish I had longer to answer the question, but unfortunately I've got to answer them pretty quick
because
I get a bunch of them. And so I just said, I feel like Pat Donovan could have kind of like – an Undertaker kind of effect.
Yeah.
Or and Matt.
He
actually,
looks like the Undertaker.
We
a
talked
bit.
About
he
it a little
smothers.
Bit more. He said actually it's probably more of a Big Show effect where like
yeah.
he'll knock like three guys out, but then when he does that, everybody else just gangs
yes.
up on
yeah.
him and just lifts him over the rope.
Yeah.
So I thought that. And then I said Mark would be a dark horse for it because he would cheat.
Yeah.
You know, he'd just get out, you know, brass knuckles or something and start like punching people in the back of the leg.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then I said, I'd like to consider myself a favorite. But I'd get super cocky and go to the top rope and try like a 5-star frog splash and break my neck. You know what I'm saying? So that was
that's true.
Yeah. So that's where we kind of.
I kicked both your asses. I'm just saying though, but that's just me.
I was trying to like think. I was trying to like think of a wrestling style for Scott, like off the top of my head, but I couldn't.
Sir Oliver Humperdinck. He would be like the manager with a stick, just beating on people from behind when they weren't looking.
It gets the job done.
Yeah. Props for being a cheater too.
Hey,
again,
if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
It ain't boxing match, man.
Right.
They're not gonna deduct points from my round because I sucker punched somebody in the back of the head. Anyway, all right, we were talking about bets earlier, Scott. I've been wanting to do some gambling because I've decided that my life is completely out of control.
Yes.
And
what better way to win it all back?
Win it all back. I'm you know, my money situation is not great right now. Christmas is coming up. I need some money.
Yes.
What's a quick way that I can turn some cash into a lot of cash?
MyBookie.ag, Mark. That's all you have to do is go there, because, listen, you and you listening out there in Pewter Nation podcast world, you think that you know who's going to win all these games, college and pro and all that stuff. That's fine. Go put your money where your mouth is and make some money. Go to mybookie.ag and place your bets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the point spread, by the way?
I don't know.
I think it's like six.
Six. That's a tough number.
It opened at three.
That's a tough number.
And now it's six.
Okay. Bring it.
So mybookie.ag, the best part about it is they're going to give you some free money to play with. Now, I know that sounds too good to be true. It's not.
It's always too good to be true.
It's not. If you mention,
Scott, you're telling me if I put $100 in, they're going to give me free money.
Yes, they're going to give you $100 right back at you. So,
I just put $100 in.
Yeah, and now you get $200.
What?
Yep, they've doubled your money up to $1,000. So go to mybookie.ag, mention the promo code Pewter, P-E-W-T-E-R, and they're going to double your money. So mybookie.ag, whether it's NHL, whether it's the college bowl games coming up in the future, college football, NFL, NBA, they're the place to go for point spread, money line, prop bets, in-game bets, the place to go, the number one recommended place for PewterReport.com. Readers is mybookie.ag.
That's good to know, Scott, because I went to mybookie.columbusavenue and asked him for free money, and he punched me in the kneecap. So,
that's
a good thing about mybookie.ag is you don't ever have to worry about your kneecaps getting taken out.
Yeah, that's
You're
true.
Good. That's good. All right, so we have determined, you guys have determined the Bucks are going to lose this week. I'm saying they win.
I think that they can. I have not made my official prediction yet. Yeah, actually, I have. Yeah,
you
did.
You said they're going to lose. They're not going to win another game. Which I'm the one who said that a couple weeks ago. I didn't think this team was going to win another football game, but they're bound to. Everybody said, oh, no. And Trevor said this a couple weeks ago. They're going to win a couple more. It just happens. But
he's going to piss everybody off.
Yeah.
They're going to
go from the number four draft
pick. You asked a great question.
I asked in the cover three this week. I said, at this point in season right now, the Bucks are not technically mathematically eliminated yet. They will be at some point. But as of right now, are you, as a fan, rooting for the Buccaneers to win or lose? Which one?
Yeah.
There were a lot more people than I thought that said they want them to win.
Yeah.
Good on you for being
Well, you have to be, agreed. Man. You can't. Scott and I debated this, and I wrote a column about this. It got a lot of reaction. Lovey's first year.
Yeah.
When they were beating the Saints in the last game of the year,
They tanked it for Jameis.
I was furious because fans were paying money for a regular season football game that was essentially a preseason football game.
They were actually beating the Saints at halftime, too.
And
they
pulled the
everybody.
Yeah. Mike Evans.
Everybody.
Josh McCown.
Damar Dotson was out. They put Kevin Pamphlet at right tackle, who gave up a safety.
It was just...
Yep. Junior Gallette got two safeties that year against Josh McCown.
Mm-hmm. Did the NFL look into this?
I mean,
what are they going to do?
Because you're not,
Levante David
you're
was
not
pulled?
Allowed to
No,
tank,
absolutely not.
Right?
And Lovey Smith, you know, said, oh, we would never do that. We wanted to give some of our young guys some experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear
true.
You. They wanted Jameis Winston.
Because that was to get Jameis, right?
They get Jameis, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yep. And if you remember correctly, Vincent Jackson caught one pass, got him over 1,000 yards, and it was benched the rest of the game.
Yep,
he did. It's true.
He was in street clothes. Not literally, but he might as well have been because he was not going back in the game.
Yeah.
They put in like...
They should do that.
Like Freddie Martino, Bernard Reedy was the starting wide receiver.
I remember Tavares King was the wide receiver
King, that's right.
in the second half, and he dropped a slant pass.
Yes.
And you know that Jason was high-fiving the Glazers. Like, he dropped it. Oh, wait, shoot, darn it.
Dang it. Darn you,
man.
Tavares.
Gosh, we should have had that first down.
Jameis Winston.
And now they're benching him.
And now they've benched their starting quarterback this year.
Well, he's back.
So the moral of the story is Lovey should have won. Right.
Well, then
Marcus, they should have been 3-13 that year.
Then the debate
That's
would
exactly
be. Then the
right.
debate would be like they would be Fitzpatrick or Mariota. Who starts this week?
Yeah,
you know, it was who?
It would be Fitzpatrick or Mariota. Who starts this week?
No, Mariota or Humphreys.
Humphreys.
Yeah, he was the quarterback.
Who's Humphreys?
Adam Humphreys.
No. I'm surprised they didn't put him in at quarterback that game. He was the emergency quarterback.
You gotta get dynamic.
Yeah.
What if they put in Humphreys over Ryan Griffin? Being like, well, you know, we just you know, we trust Griff, but, you know, we thought that Adam gave us
the
best
chance to win.
to win the game.
Adam Humphries has got more game experience than Ryan Griffin does. So we're going to go with
him. So we got to go with Adam Humphries. Yes.
Poor Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know if that guy's ever going to see it. But you know what? I say poor Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Griffin. This guy is going to make probably another $1 million somewhere next year, maybe this team. To do absolutely, I mean, this guy does not have to worry about CTE.
He's not quite in like Chase Daniel territory, you know, but he's kind of close. Chase has actually played in NFL.
You know, he's fully,
Chase is going to be starting. I think
guy's
tomorrow.
Fully vested in the NFL at this point, where he's going to collect retirement.
Yeah, oh yeah,
from the NFL.
Of course,
full health benefits for never getting
not doing
in
a
game.
Damn thing. Well, he got hurt too. I mean, he got hurt in the preseason game. It's like it's not like he hasn't seen the field. It just hadn't been when it's counted.
It's kind of like and Peter Report the last few weeks.
Very much true.
Let the interns do all the work.
You nailed that one.
Yeah, okay. I did get that one. Oh well, paycheck's the same. Anyway, I'm just kidding. It's not the same as Ryan Fitzpatrick or Griffin.
So you were saying you think that. As long as you're not mathematically eliminated,
you got it. No,
you
have
to root for wins.
You have to root for wins if you're. It doesn't matter. Listen, I'll go back to. I think and this was a long time ago, but it was around '91, and then I think it was the Bucks and the Colts, and it was going to be the Jeff George Bowl, right? And I was rooting for the Buccaneers to win that game, but I didn't care about the first draft pick. You know what I mean? I paid my money to go to the old stadium to watch them. I wanted to see them
win. You don't care in November and December, but like the minute the season's over, there's no difference between 6-10 and 3-13 except in your draft order. That's it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, in January, when you've seen all the games and it's all said and done as a fan, I think that's when some of the people that said, yes, I want them to win, Trevor, are going to be second-guessing themselves.
You know, well, damn it. Well,
crap, you know, shoot. We
hit that last-second field goal against the 49ers. Damn you, Cairo Santos.
Yeah.
You know, now we go from drafting, hypothetically, Bradley Chubb to Vita Vea. You know what I mean? The difference.
I said a couple of weeks ago, we're going to look back, and that field goal against the Browns is going to be one of the worst things that happened to this team this year. Because it two reasons. And it's one of the worst things in both of the ways that it forks in the road. Either one, the reality is what it currently is, and they have one more win than they should have just because he made that field goal.
And that might be enough to keep them.
Which is a bad thing.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is if he misses the field goal, they cut him hopefully the next day.
Yeah.
And then maybe they have a better kicker and might have won a couple extra games. Now the season's not even over yet.
Yeah.
So that field goal was terrible.
Yes.
In both ways. The only reason why it wasn't it wasn't terrible is if you were Chandler Catanzaro and you got to experience
of
that
course,
moment,
yeah.
which, you know, whatever.
Was short-lived.
Right. Yeah. Right. It was short-lived. Yeah. And
well, hopefully his wife taped the game or something, you know, and you can go back and watch it again.
They were at Disney World yesterday. I still follow her on Instagram.
I wonder why.
They were I don't know. I don't have any idea. She puts a lot of tips on training and fitness and stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Gives you real inside information.
She puts a lot of cool food pictures and stuff on there.
Along with hot body pictures.
So now we can say that. Chandler's not in the locker room anymore, and he can't try and kick her ass. Although he was kind of small, I think we could have all taken him.
I'm not going to fight him.
I would. He went to Clemson.
Oh, yeah. You can
I almost
that.
Fought him when we played paper football on What's Cooking a few weeks ago.
Did he beat you?
Hell no, he didn't beat me.
Hey, speaking of What's
should've
Cooking.
Should have known right then. If the man can't kick a paper football, how the hell is he going to kick a real football?
Speaking of What's Cooking.
You should have videotaped that and just send it right to Jason.
Well, it was on video. Jason should have saw it and cut him right then.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Maybe Jason needs to do that when he brings kickers in. Have a round of paper football before he even tries them out on the field.
See the mental makeup of
right.
the guy.
Hey, no, Mark. Completely Mark Cook with an E at the end of your name. You need to get up here and
Mark
play our new kicker.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, what's up with What's Cooking?
What about it?
What about
it? I'm just saying, it's like, you know, now I see on Buccaneers.com, they've got a segment called What's Cooking?
Yeah.
Oh, let's don't even get started with that.
No, but it's different. See, like, they actually cook.
Right.
And then we actually have a cook.
That's true.
It's just different, you know. It's just a different kind
I'm
of.
Well, we've tried to cook for 12 weeks.
They won't
now.
Let him in
They're
the
not
kitchen.
Gonna let you into the Bucks' kitchen.
Why?
What are they gonna let you fire up the grill?
I can do it.
Throw some octopus on there.
I can do it.
I mean, you just make a grilled cheese. You're not gonna start a fire with a
grilled
cheese.
Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna.
It's a grilled cheese.
What, he wouldn't start a fire with grilled cheese.
No, it's a grilled cheese. You can't start a fire with grilled cheese.
He doesn't even have an E at the end of his name. How you gonna trust him to make grilled cheese?
E for extinguisher.
I can cook, boys. If there's one thing, look at the size of me. I didn't get this big by not eating.
It's the junk food that you eat.
I don't eat junk food.
You drink Mountain Dew and you got Biddle Honeys on your desk.
No, that's
from,
not
from
true.
Dirk throwing them at you?
Well, I saved the one he threw. I saved it.
That was
I'm
going
to sell it when he gets fired.
For what?
You guys were all eating it. I don't know. I'll buy it
for $5 and then just put it in the trash.
Okay, that's fine.
Like 5 feet away.
But that's
away
five
from
more
me.
Dollars than I have now. I'm gonna sell that.
Speaking
son
of $5, I'm still waiting on my $5 for calling Deshaun Jackson a week.
Soon as Trevor pays me.
Still waiting on that.
Well, I'm actually going to.
For the $5 bet, I said the Bucks are going to score right here in the first play of the game. There's Deshaun Jackson, 75-yard TD.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said they're not going to get a first down. I said they're going to get a touchdown right here, and they scored a touchdown.
Maybe.
Reynolds right again.
Well, that's true. But as soon as Trevor pays me for missing that shot with the napkin in the locker room a couple weeks ago, I'll pay you your $5. That's how it works. You should have bet on mybookie.ag instead of mycookie.ag. That's the problem.
The funds are on hold.
All right.
Serious question. How's your back doing?
My back?
Yes.
It is better.
It is better. And why is it better? Where did I send you?
You sent me to
Fitness Tech.
Fitness Tech and our good friend Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it's really interesting, Scott, because you know, you see a lot of people that make these claims that, oh, you can do this and you can do that. You know, Kevin really gets into the physiology of muscles and things like that and how, you know, this muscle affects that muscle. And that's way above my pay grade. I don't understand any of it. So when he started explaining all this stuff, I was like, oh, boy, what kind of crazy talk is this?
Yeah.
I've went twice now. It absolutely does work.
Yeah, it's
definitely
nuts.
Given me great relief. So Fitness Tech has done a great job with my back. I recommend anybody who has any muscle type issues or problems, pains, you know, go see Kevin because he does do a tremendous job.
I went through the
same
thing.
What I like
thing.
About it, Scott, it's a one-on-one. You know, yes. It's a full hour in his place. You're the only person there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he listens to you. He puts in notes. He analyzes what he comes up with. Then he gives you exercises to do at home.
And they're simple and easy. Yep. And what I like about it, too, is did he grab your phone and videotape you doing it and say, here, now go home and do this?
Yep.
And, you know, I had back problems earlier in the spring. Mm-hmm. He took care of them. I'm glad it worked for you.
Yep.
Listen, Buccaneer fans, Pewter Report readers and listeners, you need to check out Fitness Tech. If you are like Mark and I, Trevor, I don't think you're in this category quite yet. But if you're a middle-aged guy, especially, if you're sitting for long periods of time at the desk, if you're driving around in a car where you're just not getting enough motion, those little teeny tiny muscles in your back, they just atrophy. And then it creates all sorts of problems. And Kevin's got this special technique where he literally flips you over onto your stomach, presses these muscles, gets them to activate, and then you have strength in those muscles again that you didn't think that you had. It's just nuts. You got to experience
it. It is really weird how, you know, he does the test first with your range of motion in your leg, for instance, and your strength, your resistance.
Yeah,
and then he flips you over and he presses some buttons.
He presses muscles in your back.
It's crazy.
It's seconds
and then
later,
all of a sudden you can
give resistance.
Yeah, you can give. I mean, it was mind blowing to me, and it's been a good experience.
Here's
so
the best
far.
Part about it is right now for PewterReport.com readers, it's $100 off your initial session. You don't need to go a whole bunch of times.
Right.
I think I went three times. You've gone twice. You'll probably go one, two more times.
Two more
again.
Times, probably.
Yeah, and it works, and then you do the exercises, you never have to go back.
Right.
It's fantastic. So do yourself a favor. Give yourself an early holiday gift. Take care of your back and support Fitness Tech and Kevin. They do a great job supporting us. And more importantly, tomorrow on PewterReport.com, we're going to list all of our advertising sponsors and the ways.
Thanksgiving, depending on when you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. And because we know Black Friday's coming up, the holiday shopping season is here. So the best way you can support this podcast and our efforts at PewterReport.com is to support our sponsors with your business. Whether it's Ford's Garage, T.M. Mahoney's, MyBookie, Fitness Tech.
Seminole Hard Rock.
Exactly. There's a litany of people that support us.
Afromalky.
Yeah.
Injury attorney.
Hopefully you won't need him, but if you do,
Afromalky
is your attorney. So be sure to check out PewterReport.com. Look through some of these businesses have special
Go
holiday
get your
offers.
Haircut at Roosters, for gosh sakes.
Yes. Great place to get your haircut.
Yeah. A lot of great sponsors.
Or a professional shave.
And listen, if even if, for instance, you don't have a boat, you know what? Stop by and see Mike or give him a call and just thank him for sponsoring. Let him know that you listen and you appreciate it, because you may have a boat 6 months from now. You may need an attorney 6 months from now. You may want to take a date out to Ford's Garage. Maybe you don't today, but you might in the future. But let him know that you appreciate him, and we do mention him. And let him know that you appreciate him keeping the doors open, because without those guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And Scott would not be able to drive a Mercedes-Benz.
That's right.
Trevor would not be able to drive a brand new Dodge Challenger.
Yeah.
I would not be able to drive a 2012 Malibu with 200,000 miles on
it.
No,
I would. I'd just, you know, be further in
debt. This is a true story. Trevor, yeah. Trevor, when he first started working here, had a one of those toaster cars.
Yeah.
And he literally had to tape the passenger window up, because if you ever put it down, it wouldn't go back up.
Correct.
Yeah. Or sometimes just going on the road, it would just fall all the way down.
Yeah, correct. And, he's right.
Today, Trevor is driving a Jaguar.
And now I have a car with two functioning windows.
Wow.
Nice. And AC, it works?
Yeah.
That helps you take the ladies out, too.
Although it was somewhat, like, cold this morning.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't figure out how to, like, get the heat to work, because I've never had to use it before.
Because you're in Florida.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah.
Where's the heat button?
Right.
Well, and you know what? There's another sponsor. We talked about
it's under Dirk's seat. Shit. I was late on that joke. Sorry.
What's that?
You asked where the heat was, and I said it's under Dirk's seat.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey-o. We're talking about some of our sponsors. Of course, sponsor of this Peter Nation podcast, our good friends at T.A. Mahoney's. We mentioned them earlier. Mike, Mark, the whole crew over there, Matt, are huge Buccaneer fans, and they do a tremendous job handling all of your marine needs. And maybe you don't have marine needs, but maybe you just like to fish. Maybe you go to the Skyway. Maybe you go to your local lake and just bank fish. They can supply you with everything that you need. From a 5-gallon bucket to put your bait in, to a dive flag if you're a lobster diver down in the Keys, if you're a spear fisherman like Brian Anger, they've got everything you need in the marine world, and it's located right here in Tampa since 1948. T. Mahoney's there at the corner of 50th and Adamo. Good friends. Again, stop by, shoot them an email, give them a phone call, let them know you appreciate them sponsoring the Peter Nation podcast.
So we saw James Winston at the podium today as the starting quarterback again. Mm-hmm. Trevor, you were in there. Mark and I were in open locker room. What did James say, and what was the vibe that you got from him?
James was a lot different today.
He was real defiant. He threw some chairs.
No.
Said, screw you media people.
Sort of.
Quit trying to run me out of town.
Sort of.
Hell with you,
let's
Dirk.
Hear it.
Normally James Winston, and this is different in a lot of ways, and it's almost when we saw him today, it's almost what you would want, because in this situation, certainly you never wanted him to play this poorly. Mm-hmm. Like, you never wanted him to get benched or anything like that, but mm-hmm. it was clear the path that James was going down, even though he was progressing in some areas as a quarterback.
Yeah.
He continued to be that, I'm invincible. Like, they'll never mm-hmm. bench me. Like, I'm the best option they have. And that's because, as James has said before, you know, when we asked him, hey, have you ever been benched before? He's like, no, I've never been benched before. This is how he's lived his whole life. So he could sit up at the podium and everything, the post game. It's all been the same thing. Mm-hmm. For the last 3 years, it's been the same thing. It's been, well, I just got to get better.
Yep.
I just got to do what I need to do for this team. And winning is all that matters. Today, at the podium, he was a little bit different. He let the PR kind of guard down. And he actually answered some tricky-ish questions, and he was actually human.
Such as?
What was probably the most human thing that he said? He was asked a little bit about what it was like going through the team picking Fitzpatrick as the guy
instead of him,
who, like, they trusted more.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how do you feel about that? Like, what is it? And he kind of said, he said a little bit, like, it kind of sucks, and not in those words, but I think more important than that, I don't hear Jameis brag a lot,
mm-hmm.
and Jameis said multiple times during this interview, he's like, I think I could be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely. And he's like, I just have to, like, I'm going on proving it. And he also said, they asked him about the Bengals game, and mm-hmm. he's like, the Bengals game was bad. He's like, I was bad.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do that. It was a terrible game. Yeah. He's like, mm-hmm. but then he actually got a little bit defensive, which I love to hear
from
him.
Yeah, I want to see a defiant Jameis.
And he said the two games before, he's like, yeah, we didn't win, but I played pretty good football.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you go back and watch the film, I played pretty good football in those games. We just didn't win.
Right.
And he didn't throw anybody under the bus. He just said, just kind of reiterated. He's like, guys, like, go look. The Bengals game was terrible. He's like, I admit it. It was bad. But then the other two games that I played were good. So he basically said, I played in three games this year.
Right.
Two of them were good. One of them was bad. Mm-hmm. And then you benched me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know what? And you were probably either in the locker room or you were there for Jameis in the Giants thing. I liked the fact that he seemed a little defiant after the Giants game. And he just said, it's all about winning. It's all about winning. And the tone was more, I sensed a sense of urgency from him that I hadn't seen. And Mark, you brought up a couple weeks ago, and I even wrote about it too.
Yeah.
Because I've really been on this team. I mean, listen, the Buccaneers were losers. You're 3-7.
Yeah, they're losers.
You're a loser.
Sure.
And I get no problem saying that to Gerald McCoy or Jameis Winston or any Buccaneer that has a problem with me saying that. You're a loser. Until you show me you can win a game, I don't give a shit that you lost by 3 points. Yep. Right. You lost. You're a loser.
You lose every game close, whatever it is.
So
no matter how
there's got to be some resolve, some determination within you that says, I don't want to be a damn loser anymore. I'm sick and tired of being a loser.
Yeah.
And there has to be some anger.
Jameis Winston's the only one who really shows anger at this point.
Right.
But you know, that's a problem. I'll tell you this, though.
That's a problem.
I think we saw less of that last year and this year, and we talked about...
From Jameis?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Exactly, and that's my point.
And you get resigned to the fact that you're losing.
But that's
the thing. Was good to see him in that press conference after New York. It was more like the old Jameis.
Exactly.
He had to get benched.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because up until then, he just accepted being a loser.
Yep.
He sat at the podium.
But that's not Jameis, though, and that's a damn shame.
But that's who he's been conditioned to be.
Between him going... You know, we just got to find a way to win football games. You know,
right.
That's all that matters. And that's what it was for the last year and a half.
Yeah. Yep.
And today at the podium, it was like, I don't care. I just want to win.
Yes.
Like, I'm a damn good quarterback.
There has to be some resoluteness.
He gave a little bit of a jab to like the media. He was like, even when we start winning and you guys won't have anything to write about. And mm-hmm. he kind of like gave a little jab a little bit. And I'm
Good. Love it. Yeah.
Show the edge.
Yes.
And he was sick of it today.
Yep. I would love to see this team win the next six games. We joke about
Without
it.
A doubt.
No, I mean, that would, we're not, there's nobody in that room over, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I can't imagine there's anybody in that room next door to us right now that's like, yeah, I hope they lose. I mean, it's not our job to be happy when they win or sad when they lose.
Well, the only reason I would want them to lose if I was a fan is because you don't trust the other people around Winston. Like, you would want Winston to win the next six games.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
Right.
But if they win the next six games and they keep a lot of people that they shouldn't, that's where the problem lies.
Right.
So that's why it's a
But you know what? You know what? If they were to win the six games, then that tells me that the people that you want them to get rid of have figured something out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think so.
I think yes, and I also think no, because that was the line of thinking.
You're thinking they're going to win despite of the coaching if they were to win six in a row? It would be despite of this staff that would be able to win six games?
Yeah.
No, because I disagree. Yeah. The reason I say that is because
I would say that it's luck.
In 2010, no, in
luck.
2010 it was
luck.
You don't
win six games by luck.
It was beating the Browns, the Bengals, the Cardinals, and the Rams, four awful teams, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That was the difference between 6-10, which they really were, and 10-6, which they ended up being. If you get on the stretch right now and you beat – put the 49ers aside. If you beat the Saints, the Falcons, the Panthers,
at Dallas, at Baltimore, that's legit.
All right.
That's legit.
Now, I would still fire everybody on the defensive side. Start over with a new coordinator next year. You got, doesn't matter. Because if they win six in a row, they're going to outscore. It's going to be a lot of 41,
it's going to be 38-35 on the other side.
Yeah, and here's what's going to happen next year. I hope they just basically clean house and everyone on defense. Whoever the offense coordinator's got to be. Can't have, even if it's Cutter. I have no idea. They can't go about this like, well, we got to protect our defense. You know, we got to run the ball to protect. I do not care about defense.
They ran the ball terrific last week, and it did not help their defense whatsoever.
The thing that matters is that you have more possessions.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just have more possessions.
And more points.
Create it however you
That's
want.
It.
Like, even if you give up touchdowns, okay? I'm not saying like you don't – it's not ideal. Like you'd rather get a takeaway here and there. Mm-hmm. But even if you're giving up – touchdowns left and right. If you get one or two,
if you want to help
your
defense out
in the game,
if you want to help your defense out, get up 14-0.
That
helps the defense out,
right?
Okay, because then you make the other team one dimensional. Go get the quarterback.
But shit, that means your defense made two stops if you're up 14-0. I don't know that this defense does that.
That he sent the defense out first last week.
I know.
I
didn't make any sense.
Cannot believe it.
Yeah,
yeah. You could just pencil in 7-0 Giants.
If you have left the coffin open. on Dirt Cutter in Tampa Bay, that had to have closed it, I think. I mean, obviously, yeah, you were talking about, okay, if they go on the six-game win streak, right, blah, 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 whatever. Right, right. But, my God, man, yeah. You can't sit up in front of the media and tell them, yeah, ideally we want to start the ball on offense. Okay, wow, thank you for saying that, because that's the correct way to do it.
Yes.
And then you win it on the road.
And you decide to do the opposite.
Defer, yeah. And the Giants score within 4 freaking minutes.
Yeah. March right down
what?
The field.
It's literally what you said was going to happen.
Yes.
And you just steered right in. And after the game, he was asked about it. I think Greg Allman asked him about it. He's like, hey, Coach, you a week ago you said that you were going
to – I just wanted to ask you.
You know, you said that if you won the toss, ideally you'd like to sit on offense. So what was your – what kind of went through your head? And Greg posed it very nicely.
Right.
He was like,
yes.
What kind of went through your head to change the decision? He just went, yeah, we just decided to start on defense this week.
Yeah.
That's what
well,
he freaking
let's
said.
Face it. They're a better come-from-behind team. All right? Might as well be down 7-14. And they
hey,
can
listen,
start coming
we
back.
We know what ignites the offense around right. here, okay?
Quarterback change.
A quarterback change, yes.
Yeah. Late in the
second
half.
Put the backup.
My son
like,
asked me, he says, why don't they just start one quarterback the first half
they
and
should.
One the second
just trick
half.
The other team and trick
you know,
the quarterbacks.
Pull up Steve Spurrier and you know, have
it's
two
bad,
quarterbacks.
You know don't. What? And I don't think that it's – it's not going to happen, and I don't even know that it would necessarily work. But what I would like to see – What the ideal thing would have been, instead of Dirk coming up there with this pensive, like, I don't know what the hell just happened, look on his face for the umpteenth time in the post-game press conference.
By the way,
hold on. Where he doesn't have any clue with what just happened or how to fix it,
yeah.
Right? I would just love for him to come out and say, just with some resoluteness, just say, you know what? That game sucked, and we're going to kick the crap out of the 49ers at home next week. You know what? Trevor, Greg, Rick, mark it, Jenna, mark it down. We're beating the 49ers next Sunday. Mark it down. And walk the F out of the friggin' press conference. I'd like to see
be
that.
A lot better.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see how this team responds.
Mm-hmm. Be a lot, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'd like to see how when the coach throws down the gauntlet publicly and says, oh, hey, boys, guess what? I just we're guaranteed a victory at Ray J over the 49ers. You think you can do that this week? You think that we can get a win at home?
Yeah.
I would like to see that happening.
I told you guys after the game, did I not? I told you the only person who spoke with his chest after that game, locker room and podium, Jameis Winston.
Yes.
That's it.
That's right.
And Dirk Cutter,
that's
I told you.
That's a huge problem
I was in
here.
I was in the third row. Okay, the third row is about 10 to 12 feet from where the podium is of Dirk Cutter. And I'm recording the video because I'm trying to put it on Twitter. Couldn't understand a word he was saying. Mm-hmm. Couldn't understand a word.
He just mumbled.
Yeah. Whole time. Every question. Just mumbled.
Right.
Mumbled. Dejected. Don't know what to do. I'm 12 feet away from
and Trevor, what's the mood of the players in the locker room?
Same
thing.
Exact thing.
Yeah. Right.
You got players ducking media availabilities. Deshaun's mumbling. Jason Pierre-Paul's even mumbling at this point. Yeah. Why?
Have you seen Brent Grimes in the locker room
what?
After
Gerald,
any
Gerald,
game?
Gerald doesn't talk to us anymore after the game. Levante David's basically talking into his chest because his head's so far down.
Yeah.
They're taking it to their leader.
Yeah. And that's what I wrote about in the Fab Five. This team is losers. They're a bunch of losers. They have a losing mentality. And it sucks.
Everybody would say to a response to this, you don't know what goes on in the locker room, like behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. You're damn right I don't. The only thing I can write about
is what happens
when it's out here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
And if you're telling me that it's really that different between what's behind closed doors and what's not, I don't believe you.
Yes.
Because you play the same way on the field that you talk after the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I wrote, too, about how there's 5 stages of grief. And
which stage are we in?
They get stuck on depression.
Oh.
They don't get to anger. And you got to get to anger.
Jameis is at anger.
And he needs to be.
Yeah.
Okay, he needs to be. And that's why I said I was glad to see him after the Giants game be that way, because it was the last time that he was like that was after the
Carolina game,
his rookie season, where he said, we need players in here that want to win.
Yep. Well, this has come to the conclusion of another wonderful, hotly debated, beautifully filmed by Andrew Scavelli.
Shout out to Scavelli.
Shout out, Kathy. Anyway, we'll have another podcast following the win over the 49ers. Mark it down. I'm predicting a win. You guys still predicting a loss?
Yes.
Give me a score.
Oh, I don't know. I don't do
we
that.
We do scores every week, Scott. You act like this is the first podcast you've been on.
33-24.
49ers. Wow. Well, Bucks 35, 49ers 20.
Damn.
They only gave up 16 to the Redskins, 23 to the Browns. This team, 17 points better at home on defense. 17 points better at home on defense. Don't ask me why. We asked Duffner today. He doesn't know either.
I'm going to go 49ers, 24, Buccaneers, 23.
Damn.
Wow. Kenton Nazzaro comes back.
No.
Kairos Santos' job. Misses
Kairos extra Santos is perfect on all of his kicks, except for the one that Kayla Benenok allows to get blocked.
Just a
I'm calling the shot right there.
Benenok hater over here.
Damn.
Kayla Benenok allows the extra point to be blocked.
All right, guys. We got my score. All right. Listen, Ford's Garage, we had a great podcast there with Darius Taylor last week.
Great turnout.
Excellent turnout. We appreciate everybody that did that. If you haven't been to Ford's Garage, the Orlando location just opened up last week, as a matter of fact, the Monday before our podcast. So make sure to check them out if you're over in the Orlando area. But all over the Tampa Bay community, Hillsborough, St. Pete, even up in Pasco County, there is a Ford's Garage for you. Best part about it is when these Buccaneers are terrible,
the beer.
The happy hour lasts from 11 to 7 every day. That's happy hours, even by my crappy Plant City math. That's an eight-hour happy day.
Yeah, it's
happy hour,
pretty much happiness the minute you walk in the door there.
Exactly. So go make sure to go check out Ford's Garage. Tell them Pewter Report sent you. And if you go, make sure you Instagram or put the on Twitter, any social media you can, and tag us and tag Ford's Garage in it as well. Anyway, for Scott Reynolds, for Trevor Sikahema, and for Andrew Scavelli, son of Kathy, I'm Mark Cooks, and we'll see you Sunday with another edition of the Pewter Nation Podcast.
Out.
Out.